painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we get to know a local textile artist who adds her own twist on design.
I'm Josie Severson. I'm a textile surface designer. I live in Winona, Minnesota. I mainly try to incorporate organic textiles in all my designs. I try to keep everything sustainable.
90% of textile and surface design is done with software. Josie made the decision to keep it original by sticking with her hand-drawn designs that are then applied to a range of fabrics. Today on Artbeat, we learn how Josie was introduced to textile design, the materials she uses, and how she differentiates herself as an artist. You're listening to Artbeat. How did you get involved with organic textile design?
Basically, it was something that just kind of evolved. I originally was a print designer. I did a show. I noticed that it is really tough to make it as just specifically a print designer. You can't just do that. You have to sell a lot in order to make it. I was trying to think of another medium and how to sell my work, and textiles just was a natural evolution for me because I was involved in fashion design, and that was the route that I wanted to go anyway. So basically, after I did that show, I started looking to textile printing, and the person I was working with actually told me that the printing that she does was eco-friendly, and I thought that was a great thing. Okay, we can really build on this. And so from there, I looked for organic textile suppliers, and going forward, I mean, I've had to switch a couple of printers, but I've always looked for somebody who is eco-friendly, somebody who uses water-based inks, basically. So if the fabric were to decompose, we would not be further lending any other pollutants to the soil. So it just seemed like a good way to go. It's definitely a niche market. And if I'm going to do something, I want to do something that is basically eco-friendly. Design in general is very cutting edge, I guess. I mean, we're just kind of on the forefront of it. Not everyone's doing it. It's a pretty small, I know probably 9 other designers that are doing it right now.
And are they in the area or?
No, just across the country. You know, you just don't see it as often. You see people getting into it. But I did another show and I had so many people ask me, okay, can I order fabric from you? Or, you know, like they want to know how they could get their hands on more organic, eco-friendly printing or anything, basically, just a variety of fabrics. It's just not everywhere.
Did you grow up thinking about sustainable living and art at the same time? You know, as
No.
you found yourself into this?
No, basically I just kind of did everything as it came along. I mean, I grew up by the woods and I always liked being outside. I appreciate the environment, but as far as like my art was concerned, I just did my art and I didn't know which vehicle I was going to use for it. This just kind of happened, I guess.
Did you go to school for art or design?
I did go to a liberal arts college in Iowa called Luther College. I graduated with a degree in art and a minor in econ, so I was kind of into art and business. And then I went on to design school in San Francisco. I went there for about a year. And then after I learned about textile design there, I actually originally went for fashion. Then I took a class and my teacher told me that I could sell my designs, and I had no idea. I didn't know anything about that before. And after she told me that, I was kind of out of there. Like, I just knew what I wanted to do.
We were talking about you do organic textile design. You were talking about the inks and the different types of fabrics. Is that the main consideration when dealing with organic textile designs versus conventional?
I think that's probably one of the primary concerns. I mean, organic textiles, it's a lot like organic food. You don't use as much herbicides, pesticides. They don't bleach the fabric, chlorine, so forth. So basically, you are dealing with an all-natural canvas. And that does have some disadvantages. You can at times have like little pieces of sludge or, you know, just like little imperfections that you wouldn't have with normal finished goods, like polyester or other things. I mean, that is the main consideration right now. I think that people do worry about I mean, again, it's like food. You don't know if what you're getting is actually organic or not. If you can believe in your supplier and know that they're a certified supplier, but if you're ordering stuff that's coming from overseas, you don't know what you're getting, really. Like, they could say anything. So basically, I do have a couple suppliers I like to work with, and I can believe in them. They have a good track record, so that's who I deal with. But as far as sustainable design in general, like, I do believe that you need to make good design. I think that's a big part of what I do. I like to do things that have, that people would love to have, you know, that they don't want to get rid of. You know, this isn't just, you know, a skirt that you want to buy for a season or have for a couple of years. You want to just hold on to it because you love it. It's like any form of art. You feel a connection to it. You're drawn to it. Maybe you don't know why, but it just feels right. And I think that the higher level of artistic integrity you have to something, the more likely somebody is going to feel that way. That's why I'm constantly working. I'm never satisfied with anything that I do because I'm just always trying to make it better and trying to develop my style so that people will cherish it. I want something that people don't want to throw away because there's so much stuff being made right now. It's totally a saturated market. You have to be different. You have to be that person that stands out. That's what I'm aiming for, I guess.
Can you describe the process and how you go about creating a piece from start to finish?
It's very simple. I work with very basic materials. I have like my markers, my paint, my whatever material. I use stickers, I use ink, I use, you know, whatever I can find. And I just basically work on 11 by 17 pieces of paper, 11 by 14 actually. And I try to keep it consistent so that when I show it, people are dealing with the same image over and over or the same size. Other than that, that's basically what I go by. I create the design. This is a good example right here. You know, I just drew this with a marker. And then after that, I have somebody, I scan it. I send it to somebody who is better at computers than I am. And they put it into what's known as like a tile. So a printer will take that tile and maybe burn a screen, or if they're a digital printer, they'll just take that tile and repeat it over and over, so that's where you get the repetitive design. So you have to make the design in repeat already, but doing the computer work really makes it line up. It flattens it a little bit. So I try to maintain that hand-drawn look as much as possible, because that is another thing that differentiates my work from other people's work. About 90% of textile and surface design is done with computers. So that's why I try to not do it, just because it's another way to stay doing my own thing. But, and because people like those little imperfections. People tell me all the time, they're like, I like that you can tell that somebody drew this, or that, like, you know, it's perfect, but it's not quite perfect. They like that. It's like not quite right.
So do you have clients or customers that send you their designs to have done as well? Or is
no, I don't work with anyone else's designs. Okay. I just do my own. I do custom work for other people. So if somebody says, okay, I need this, I need my logo, and I want these colors, or I want this letter, or I want just these colors, and I like these designs, but I don't quite want this, then you can come up with ideas, and you can work with them on it. So
I was going to ask, how is a multicolored textile executed differently than a single colored piece?
You know, as far as drawing it, it takes more time. There's just more to work with, and I like to work with more colors than not, just because I love it. I love working with colors and, like, their relationship to each other. That's what really can draw the tension in a design, too, make it stand out more. You can make the colors more complementary, you can make them less, and that can just, it makes all the difference in the world. People will like a design just based almost on a color. You can notice that some people will be like, they'll be drawn to all the blue designs. I do all of my designs with one color because it costs less.
That's what I was going to ask. Okay. You already went ahead and answered that.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. I would assume so, because for each additional color, there would be an extra cost for the printer aspect, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, if you're doing digital printing, that's another thing. You can work with as many colors as you want, because it's basically like a computer printer. you know, just prints it out. But if you're working with a screen printer, you have a different screen for each color that you use, and you have to pay for each screen to be burned. So I've just been doing monochromatics for my fabric printing so far, just because I don't want to invest more.
You work with a variety of fabrics, such as cotton canvas, sateen. Tell me if I'm going to mispronounce this, batiste?
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. And jersey. Can you tell me the pros and cons of each?
It's all in what you want to make with it. Jersey, you have to worry about it stretching in either direction. I haven't had a problem with that with the fabric that I print. This is a jersey right here. You know, like as far as like the color quality, as far as the way it was printed, I am just as happy as something like this. This is a cotton canvas. This is a little bit stiffer. This is not as easy to work with, but it's ideal for something like a handbag. Whereas this, you would use it for a dress. This is a poplin. It's a lighter material fabric. You pay a lot of attention to the ounces, how much it weighs. And I think this is like a 2 ounce. It's very lightweight. You can see through it, but it's very easy to work with. It drapes well. It's just not the stiffness.
Do you think a lot of your fabrics are used for sewing outfits or more for different types of projects throughout the house? What have you gotten feedback on?
You know, I get basically everything. You know, it's really interesting what people will come up to you and want to use your designs for. Handbags are a big one, but home accessories too, just like placemats, napkins. Oh, and then your traditional fashion design, anything in there. Pet products. I've had several pet products, baby products too. That seems to be just a huge rage. Like, everybody wants something that's different, but not too different. That's what they always say.
Mm-hmm. Which fabric do you enjoy the most?
As far as the type or the print?
As the type, what you get with the print and the end product.
I think that sateen is a very good all around. It's kind of a midweight. You know, it's slightly heavier. It still has the drape that you need. And you could use this for bedding even. You could use it for making a skirt. You can use it for whatever you wanted, but it's heavy enough to do a lot with. You can make pillows.
How do you market yourself? You mentioned that you have done some shows. Can you tell me a little bit more about textile shows or different events you've been to?
Yeah, I've done a couple in New York. I tried that market there, and that didn't go super well for me. But I tried them. I didn't market myself as great as I should have, probably looking back on it. Then I found one in LA, and it's right away, it just like suited me. I got a lot of great contacts. It was a great show for me. And so I've been doing that one. I did it 2 more times. I'm going to be doing it for the 4th time next month. And every time I do it, I build a lot of contacts. And those are people that might come back and see me at the show, or, you know, we communicate in between show times. So if they're looking for something, you know, if they're looking for a print, or usually I'll email them images, I'll send them fabric swatches. It's definitely building a long-term relationship with these people, because they're doing collections 2-3 times a year sometimes, so you never know when they're looking for something new.
Where do you pull inspiration for your designs?
Pretty much out of thin air, I would say. Sometimes I'll find different materials to work with. The materials are the inspiration, I think, and that's another reason why I have trouble working with computers. Not that they're bad or anything, there's a lot of advantages to doing work with computers. But for me, designs develop because I used a certain type of marker, like this one, going back to this one. This is a Sharpie marker with a Y tip. I would never have created this design had I not used that color, or it brings up something new. These were stickers that I cut in half, and then I just kind of arranged them. I did a whole line on this. But, you know, all these things I wouldn't have thought of on my own necessarily. I'm very geometric, so it's basically just adding stuff up in your head. Like, this is very geometric to me, just building almost a grid-like system, and then I just have a specific way of working on it. I'll form lines, and then I'll just kind of evolve it from there.
Do you view your work as an art or a craft?
I try to view it as an art. To me, art is very tough to discern. Art is, like, way up here. Like, way up here. And, you know, to say I'm an artist or whatever would be awesome, but I don't quite look at myself that way. But a craft to me is more like a technique that evolves over time. It's like a tradition. So in some ways, you know, fabric textiles is like a craft. And then what I'm doing is kind of like an art. So I'm trying to combine the two ideas as much as possible. This is kind of decorative too. That's where the fine line comes in. Like, this is design, and can design be art? I don't really know. There's a lot of different theories with that. And that's probably something that I think about more than anything, art and design, and where do they cross over, and can they?
Do you see this as eventually becoming your full-time profession, or
that would be
else?
A huge luxury. It would be great to have some sort of career in it, but without compromising what I want to do. I know that sometimes I feel like in the past I've felt like I've had to change what I do just to compete with what's out there. But I know now that that's not a good idea. You just need to keep doing what I do. And because my designs are not commercial, they're not what you're going to find at Target or Macy's or anything, really. There's going to be a smaller market for it. And that is what I want to focus on. I don't want to change what I do just to sell something more. I don't even think I could if I wanted to. But yeah, ideally, I guess it would be nice to make it a full-time job.
A big thank you goes out to Josie Severson for taking the time out to visit with us and share her art. You've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.